time, man.
You got the Chad and Elvis back. I don't know if I'm good to go for going forward.
Yeah. You know, I'm thankful that they didn't get seriously hurt or aren't too sore today to get back in the lineup and play. So that's good.
How's Jed doing today?
Jed's doing better than he was yesterday. Each day, I think he's made progress. You know, he's available off the bench today, and we'll see how he feels for tomorrow's day game.
The back thing, is that just a soreness, or is it something that needs treatment,
just
rest?
Well, I had a bad back, so you know, you never really know when it's going to flare up. You know, it's something he's dealt with, so we're managing it on a daily basis. He's doing all of his treatments and getting himself prepared to help us in whatever role he's in. I don't know. That would be a Nick question right now, and I didn't have that on my radar for right now. So I'll get back to you on that.
What do you know about Wednesday?
Well, major league debut. Fastball's got some ride up in the top of the zone, plus change up. He'll mix in an occasional breaking ball. You know, I think his last outing, they limited his pitch count, assuming because they knew he was coming here. So you got to get him in the zone, get him down, I think.
I know you probably talked about this yesterday, but what was it like watching Adrian pitch? You had an idea on paper what they said he could do, then you watched him execute and waited to get them.
Yeah, I think he pitched about as good as he could have yesterday in his debut. The thing that was impressive about him was just he had a confidence about himself and an easiness, which made it look like, you know, for a guy starting his first major league game, you don't normally see that. And I don't want to use the word relaxed because that's not fair, but just like he was going out to throw a game in another park. And it showed yesterday, the smiling, the joyful moment, or moments for him. He took it all in, and I kept his composure, and all of those things were, you know, I think at the end of it, evaluating it, a big part of why he was successful, too.
Zero walks.
Is there what?
Zero walks.
Yeah. Yeah, zero walks. Attacked the strike zone. You know, I think in his previous starts in AAA, there was some lack of command, and you know, the performance didn't really match, I think, the numbers there, which we talk about some with the Vegas ballpark and how it aligns for hitters and doesn't align for pitching.
He was pretty aggressive throughout, too. I mean, a lot of times the brand new guys maybe sometimes pitch not to make mistakes, or he really came at the Tigers, I think, throughout.
Yeah, that's fair. He's got a plus fastball, and you know, he calls it a change, or it registers at a change. It's more of a screwball that he had really good feel for yesterday. And you know, when you're attacking the strike zone, you're you know, hitters become a little more defensive, and I think it showed.
So if you talk to anyone after, you talk to your team, knowing he's going back,
yeah, you know, he put himself in a good place to get back here. It was a great performance, all in all. You know, it was, you know, he was the 27th man, but he pitched himself into an opportunity to be back here, and the message is to go back and learn from how we prepared here. You know, not just from your game plan, but from how you warmed up and, you know, watching guys' routines, talking to other players here, knowing how, you know, your day one after you pitch is just as important as the day you pitch. Yeah, acrobatic. I think I said that yesterday. I was, you know, I don't know which reaction was better, like, you know, the catch or the reaction after the catch. So. Was it? I figured it would be, but I didn't want to go there, so. We texted, you know, I just wished him luck and told him our thoughts and prayers are with him. Haven't heard how surgery went yet, but yeah, we definitely are thinking about Bob. I did, but he's not a switch hitter, so yeah. Oh, non-switch hitters. Which one of my non-switch hitters? I have no idea. That's pretty cool feat in itself. So maybe I don't Bethancourt. I don't know. I mean that might be my best guess. So. Yeah,
I'll ask him.
Good. All right.